I also sit on the PVO board in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually the chairperson of the PVO board.
Oh.
And as you know, the PVO board is the private voluntary organizations board is the one that has oversight over all the functions of all NGOs in Zimbabwe, no matter where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
So it is responsible also for registering NGOs.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you, you get your certificate, and it's under the Minister of Labor and Social Welfare. Interesting about my position as chairperson of the board is that the board was established in 1968. There's never been a woman chair, and there's never been a civil society chair. And I remember somebody who inspired me and said to me, you know, in your life, you need to make a list of your firsts. You know, first this, first that, first that. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about it until that person said it. And I said, oh, I'm going to start making a list. I was the first this, I was first that, first that. But anyway, the point is about the fact that, you know, if we're talking about women, and we're talking about women here in Zimbabwe, for a board to have existed since 1969, I mean, you know, when I was 10 years old,
yeah,
and I turned 52 next week, and to never have had a woman chair it, I think that's scandalous.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure whether that did not happen because we did not advocate for it, we did not push for it, or what, or because we do not concern ourselves with it. But I think it's our responsibility to actually look around and look at what is the position of women in governance in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's happening with parliamentarians? Who are the women who are women parliamentarians? Who are the women who are sitting in cabinet? Who are the women who are sitting in the various places in the corridors of power?
Mm-hmm.
Who are those women? We need to know who they are, because they need to push forward the agenda for women. And we need to also use them as role models for younger women,
yeah,
to say, you know, if this woman can achieve this, if she can attain this particular goal, or if she can get to this particular position, then I can. There's no reason why I can't.